Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Tony Correa, and we're joined by Marion County Public Health Nurse Judy Van Halsen to talk about the EB-D68 enterovirus.
What exactly is an enterovirus?
An enterovirus is simply a virus that causes human illness. And the enteroviruses, there's approximately 100 enteroviruses circulate normally throughout the United States and throughout the world each year. It usually peaks in late summer to fall. And specifically, and it's similar in structure to the common cold or rhinovirus, but specifically the enterovirus 68 is the one that we're hearing so much about, you know. So, and it's just one strain, but it's unique. Signs and symptoms of the enterovirus 68 is kind of those flu-like symptoms, sneezing, cough, runny nose, fever, skin rash, which is not similar to the flu, mouth blisters, body muscle aches. And less frequently, it can cause viral conjunctivitis, which is basically pink eye, hand, foot, and mouth disease, and viral meningitis, which is a little more scarier when you get into the meningitis. So
these enteroviruses are common, so there's no really reason to panic, but there is a cause for concern.
Yes, there is a cause for concern because this enterovirus is causing a little bit more severe signs and symptoms, especially in infants, children, teenagers, and especially that group of folks that have chronic illness like asthma, COPD. It can exacerbate what conditions they already have.
How does the virus spread?
Virus spreads like the common cold. You're coughing, you're sneezing, you're breathing that in. It can also be spread through the stool. So you want to make sure you wash those hands and you wash them well. And that includes turning on your water, getting your hands wet, putting that soap on there and scrubbing for at least 20 seconds. And for those of you who have kids, that's once through the ABC song or twice through the Happy Birthday song.
Now, there's no vaccine for this particular virus, is that correct?
No, there's no vaccine for any of the enteroviruses. You just treat the symptoms. So, for instance, if they have a fever, you treat that fever. And, of course, I got to back up and say, if you have these signs and symptoms, or your child has these signs and symptoms, you need to go to the doctor, and they can test for it. And the doctor would probably, most often, enteroviruses are treated at home, and they're treated by treating the symptoms. So you treat the fever, you treat the nausea, you treat the body aches, and it will resolve itself.
Now, the CDC says that this may be just the tip of the iceberg for severe cases with this outbreak. Why exactly is that?
Because it's so readily spread. It's like the common cold. So with this enterovirus, it's not a reportable illness. We have so many reportable illnesses that public health get, and we follow up and try to call those folks with prevention tips and whatnot. It's not a reportable illness. But we know the strain is circulating in Iowa and in many of our neighboring states in the Midwest. So it's important for us in Marion County and throughout Iowa to take precautions to prevent illness. And those precautions include: wash your hands often with soap and water for at least 20 seconds. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, mouth with unwashed hands. Avoid kissing, hugging, sharing cups, or eating utensils with people who are sick. And disinfect frequently touched surfaces, such as toys, doorknobs, especially if somebody's sick. That's good advice in any time, any season, just to prevent the spread of illness. Hand washing is so important, and all those other things that we just talked about.
Where can people find information online and these details about how to prevent this and what precautions they should take?
Go to marionph.org, and we will have some stuff listed there for you. And also, CDC has an awesome website that I totally trust for anything medical.
And that's today's Let's Talk Knoxville. Thanks again to our guest, Marion County Public Health Nurse Judy Van Halsen, for joining us on the program. Stay tuned for more of today's news and local information. Remember, you can always get today's news and local information online at KNIAKRLS.com.